I have pressed not just any button, but that one. It knows what it did.
All right. And we're only an hour late.
I mean, we're starting directly on time, as we always do, as all wizards do.
It just depends on what time zone we're in.
Everyone hop one time zone to the left.
That would put me in the ocean, I think.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good idea. Let's know.
Everyone get in a boat and hop one time zone to the left. As a benefit, you wouldn't encounter a lot of pollen.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Jen immediately buys a boat.
Now we start at 6 Central. Welcome. Good evening. My name is Ellie, and I'm here with Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. In the Tower of the Unknown Wizard, after facing Iago and his machinations, Devon, Rob, Adelina, and Karasinda gathered their thoughts, their wits, and their supplies. While Adelina and Karasinda went out to pick up anything edible they could find nearby, taking one of the wizard's devices with them to make sure they could re-enter the tower, Devon and Rob set about cataloging the books in the ruined library and finding out what was in the crates and barrels. No, it was not dinnerware and crockery. They soon discovered that there had been some sort of categorization system in place, but the labels had long since fallen off or been removed, possibly shaken loose by the collapse of the upper tower. Devon and Rob both had opinions about how the books should be placed back on the shelves, but they managed to work it out. When Karasinda and Adelina returned, the group moved some of the rocks out of the collapsed central stairwell to form a chimney, and set a cooking fire at the base of the stairwell. Having eaten, they returned to their book sorting, discovering, in the process, a barrel full of bricks of edible material, wrapped in wax paper, and apparently still good after all this time. Then, Rob found a very large book at the base of a pile. Upon opening it, although nobody present could read the language it was written in, Rob and Devon immediately knew what it was, an atlas of the world. And it took some investigation, but they found the tiny, tiny corner of the world. That is now Dunmere. In the morning, the group restored the stones they'd removed. After all, it would do no one any good to leave an entrance to the otherwise guarded tower. Packed their bags and, each carrying a device of the wizards, headed out toward the frontier. The name of the place is Midmere, just outside the fairy forest. This is Plus Ultra.
And these are the days of our lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, what chapter?
Are we planning to go follow tunnels around to see where they lead?
That's something old Rob was thinking of doing.
It's either that or go exploring in the fairy woods, which there's magic in them, their woods.
Old Rob would not like to be turned into a skeleton.
They're called the Fairy Woods. Actually, they're called the Fairy Forest. But that's not necessarily what they are. I mean, they're definitely a forest. But
indeed. I mean, the thing that is that they were, when foraging, we discovered that the stuff got a little more multicolored and whatnot as we got closer to those woods. And when things start turning weird colors, that tends to be a sign that there's magic there.
True. Or mold.
Wouldn't have been picking up mold.
Mm.
Okay,
plays merry havoc with your ability to figure out which of the mushrooms are good, though, when they all turn different colors.
Iago, in his guise as Jim, suggested that, well, he said he went around the fairy forest like it wasn't an unusual occurrence.
I'm sure he said that. Yes.
No, the point is that he was not expecting that to be the point at which you started disbelieving him.
Indeed. No, that's... The thing that Karasinda might disbelieve is that he went around it, as opposed to, like, hanging out in it or something.
Fair.
Well, I figure that either he did go around it, and this is an indication that... even he doesn't really want to wander around in it, or he didn't go around it, in which case, who knows what we'll find wandering around in it.
More sky? Seems unlikely he'd be the last.
Last is a term that doesn't really have a proper meaning when you're talking about people with time magic.
Why didn't he just send himself back then?
Too many... of the people he wants to get rid of, probably.
Probably didn't want to risk becoming his old grandfather.
That's never happened, even in fiction.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever.
Inspiration!
Either inspiration or a copyright strike. I don't know which right now.
Aren't they the
it's not our copyright
thing?
Strike.
We weren't singing it to a tune, therefore it's not a recognizable tune. It's merely
the tunnels.
The tunnels.
It's also from the 1890s.
Good point. Good lord, is it that old?
There are some companies that still sell Baroque pieces of music to...
They should fix them.
To schools where they enforce a copyright and sell permission to perform the music along with the sheet music. I was taken back by learning about this.
That must be a modern arrangement of it.
I don't think it necessarily is a modern arrangement. It's just that the presentation can be copyrighted.
Right. So if it's laid out in a particular way. So what you need to do is you need to find the originals and, you know, see, compare them to the others. And if they're strikingly different, then you make your own presentation and then you go, ha.
What you need to do is find the originals and make your own copies and sell them for a dollar less.
On one hand, I can totally get, oh, I'm presenting it a different way or I arrange it a certain way. And therefore, that's copyrighted. On the other, I don't see how that would affect anything about the piece of music being performed for an audience, as none of the presentation would be transmitted to the audience. They don't see the music. On the gripping hand,
right?
That's not the story that we're here for tonight. And yes, I just wanted to say on the gripping hand.
You are outside the headquarters of Hal Leonard Music.
How did we get here?
Through the tunnels.
Well, it's a bunch of goblin tunnels. This is a joke. That was not defamation.
I was sipping my water.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay. I have a lid on my cup to prevent Socket from putting his paw on it. Therefore, spillage is minimized. Or maximize, depending on exactly what part of the sip I'm taking part of.
Well.
Would you like to go investigate the tunnel?
Rob is already halfway there.
Seems like
there.
A good idea.
Okay.
He was walking traipsing while we were distracted.
Yeah. Traipsing along after him. Got my candle. Well, it's a lamp. It's a wizard lamp.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait up.
He ain't waiting up. Come on, you're younger.
I said old Rob was halfway there. I didn't say how fast he was walking.
True. Details.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to wait up for you to catch up. Especially
Trump.
Especially the young folk.
You say that, but you have a higher speed stat than I do.
But remember, in Cypher System, those stats aren't how powerful you are. It's your endurance. Because it's like a health pool or a resource pool.
Come on.
I'm moving.
We'll get there. Yep. We tromp down to the barrows and go to investigate the tunnels, which hopefully have not been caved in the night.
You're also the one who's trained in initiative.
That's because I'm paranoid.
Ain't paranoia if somebody's out to get you.
Nah, it's still paranoia. It's just justified paranoia. Anyway, going through these dark places, you know, makes me think about, remember that house, like, it was on... like, more east side of the town. I forget the family's name. It was like three syllables long. First syllable sounded like, no, never mind. Not important for the story. Anyway, remember that house where, like, they had a basement, but they were digging, like, because they wanted to make the basement larger, and they kind of, like, went into someone else's basement because that's kind of how basements are. You dig through a wall, you end up in someone else's place, and you know, people started, you know, going back and forth, and... this is a very long-winded story that might not be accurate, but I am definitely using an ability right now. I am using anecdote. As luck would have it, I have an edge of 2, so this costs me no intellect points whatsoever. And what I'd like to do is give us an asset towards exploring dark subterranean spaces.
Hopefully without falling into someone else's basement.
If I need to make it more specific, I can.
Nope. That sounds good to me.
Okay. And around the time...
Are you... Sorry, I just want to make sure I understood something correctly. You are unblocking the entrance to the tunnel?
We never actually... We never actually blocked it. We talked about blocking it, but I don't recall blocking it.
Oh, I think we put some rocks to try to figure out if people were going to come through it in an appropriate pattern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we scattered some gravel or something.
Loose dirt.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's why vaguely wrong. Yeah.
Nobody has come back through here. The what were formerly the stasis fields are no longer the stasis fields. There's nothing there anymore. They're empty rooms.
What's beyond it is the nothing.
Yes.
And also some guy who races snails. One of them. Let's talk about this green circle for half an hour. Actually,
no, let's not.
I'm already bored. Let's move on. I do want to take a moment to examine the stones that the one Ugog told us about, where they were the one who set them there. I'm not expecting to see anything fancy, but just want to take a moment to admire them, see if there's anything that stands out. Because if I meet that Ugog again, I want to talk about how, yeah, I really like how you did that thing there. Not that old Rob has any idea how stonework is.
Okay. Actually, Adelina might, but...
Maybe.
Old Rob points out...
poke at something real quick. No, go ahead.
Old Rob is like, yeah, I really liked how you had those grooves on the sides there. Actually, that was a mistake. That took like 3 days worth of extra work to try to get it back into place. But thanks for noticing my failure. Like,
happy accident.
Rob, will you give me a roll, please? And I am already applying two of your things. So just, I want to see how much you make it by.
Well, I got a 6 out of 20.
You sure did.
We're doing golf rules, right?
Yeah.
Which is to say, if no one's paying attention, you lie about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, actually those, you know, you said that in jest, but looking closer, those actually, the Ugog seemed not entirely up to human intellect. This is actually some fine stonework. These aren't just stones that they pick up and stuck there. This stone was intended for the place that it was put, and it has been shaped to the contour of the wall, and those grooves that you were talking about are intended to help it adhere to the... So the intent is that it looks like just another stone, but if you really inspect it, there is actually some sophisticated work going on here.
You don't judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree.
Exactly.
And that's removed enough that anyone listening to this who isn't involved in education might not get the reference.
So, yeah, I mean, that's like this. They're not the brightest by human standards, but this is some solid work.
Meh. They did work. Cool. I'm not one to do that myself, but, you know, working, I mean.
Right.
Certainly wouldn't expect you to build a tunnel like this.
Oh, no. Not that kind of orc.
I truly enjoy... Thank you, Ellie, for running these games on a Friday evening, as I have another night where I get to spend it with my friends and hear all these wonderful jokes.
And it's a night where you don't have to run a game.
And this night where I don't have to run a game after teaching a whole bunch of students from grades K through 8.
Ugh, that's a lot.
It's a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade my school building for any other school I have ever heard of. But at the end of the week, I'm glad to be home. Right. So the GM put a lot of work into finding this map and loading it up. But I think it's time to go beyond the edge of the map. And old Rob gestures with an open hand reaching out as he says this in a very dramatic way. And none of this is canon because old Rob does not break the fourth wall. He sees beyond, but not beyond that.
Probably.
Yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm only tier one. Give me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start off, I would like to make a search of the area that is here while there's not, an enemy wandering about it.
Well, you are quite skilled in exploring dark subterranean areas now.
That's true.
You're welcome. And I helped.
You did help.
We can agree on that one.
And now that I've helped, I'm going to take a nap over there.
That's what I figured.
Hard work.
That's what I figured.
Go ahead and make me a roll.
Who is that directed to?
You.
Ah.
12.
I have gotten a 12.
What specifically are you looking for?
I just want to see if there is anything that the Ugugs or our friend Not Jim left behind.
Okay.
Old Rob did pick up the shattered pieces of whatever Iago smashed.
Right.
I assume he still has them somewhere, likely on his person. Has maybe forgotten that he has them, but he does have them.
I'm very sorry. I have to... There we go. All right. Well, you don't find... You certainly don't find that giant pile of gold with the glowing thing in the middle. That's on the
map. Alas.
Alas. Then you could just go back to Dunport and buy the place.
Hey, queen, give me a crown.
I'm trying to... You do definitely find something. I'm just trying to think of a way to... I don't have a description for it.
A picture?
No, it's in my mind.
Well, quick sketch. Take a picture and splat it up on Discord.
Actually, I'm going to change its description. Because what you find is hidden... Not hidden so much as, like, it's been forever since someone dropped it here. And just hasn't... Nobody ever found it. But it is another one of those little beetle-shaped devices, much smaller than the ones that you're familiar with, but recognizably like the same shape and carved out of a single gem.
Interesting.
Beetle-shaped?
The wizard devices.
Oh, they're little scarab suckers. Okay.
They're not quite scarabs. Okay. I would not call them scarabs.
All right. Beetly.
Yeah.
What does it do?
Well, I suppose we'll have to figure that out.
Like a MacGuffin.
A what?
A MacGuffin.
Is that edible?
Man, depends on the MacGuffin.
They ain't usually.
I've been told it's an apparatus for trapping lions in the Scottish Highlands.
What's Scottish?
I don't know. This is what I've been told.
What's a lion?
The opposite of a sitting.
No, that'd be a standing.
Ah, the opposite of a truthing?
Piece of furniture?
Probably.
Anyway, that's a MacGuffin.
There ain't any metal or anything around in this location. I presume it's actually been picked over since it was on an actual path.
Actually, it hasn't really. There is some metal. This is mostly stone and dirt, but there is some metal. What is left isn't in fantastic condition, because, you know, it's been here for 500 years. But you can find some lying around the edges of the room. Some of it's still bolted onto the rocks.
What did it used to be if it was bolted on? Sconces for torches?
Possibly it held a torch, yeah.
Okay. A little surprised this hadn't been looted to metal. Ain't great metal, but... I don't know, maybe someone could convince it to be a little less rusty.
Adelina, you can try if you want.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. I don't know what I'm supposed to roll for that, though.
Let's see. Well, you haven't picked abilities yet.
Oh, I guess
yeah, we kind of forgot about that and we're too tired.
Yeah.
Just roll me a d20 and we'll see what happens.
Okay. That didn't work well.
3.
This one's more rust than metal.
Figures.
This one's more rust than metal, but...
It's more machine now than man.
I think metal should... Sorry.
There's some fizzing on the surface of it, and it smells like... It smells like the air after a thunderstorm.
Oh, that's weird.
And the metal, like, there's still rust on it, but it seems more whole than when you started.
Okay, it's trying to find a sort it's of doing put itself best. Back together.
You're sort not of? Sure you could do that again.
Right.
But at least not right now. But it was interesting that you could do it at all.
Yeah. You need to take a long rest first.
Yeah, so I'm like holding this piece of metal and watching it kind of change itself into something less rusty, I guess. neat.
Didn't know you'd gotten into convincing metal that way. Good job.
I didn't know it either, but I guess I can, yeah.
Very good job.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sleeping well, at
Wizard
Well,
if you haven't
just
done it before, very good job.
I guess so. I wasn't expecting it, but I don't
Maybe
know.
It comes from sleeping in a wizard tower.
Could be. I really don't know.
Well, no worries. Suppose we should get a move on if we're getting a move on.
What? Ready?
Think so.
Yes, let's be heading on.
Right. But just give me a moment to shake the rust off.
Adelina gives you a strange look.
Old Rob was sleeping while you did this. He has no knowledge that you just
No idea. Oh my. All right.
Into the tunnels. Cautiously.
Yep.
I'm not sure Old Rob is cautious.
Well, I mean, we need to be cautious that we're not going into a location that is about to fall down on top of our ears.
Look, Old Rob currently has for the next, I don't know, maybe half an hour, about 45 minutes to 10 minutes, depends on how long the nap was, is trained in exploring subterranean passages, is able to see the unseen, and this is most important, is brash. He's just walking down the tunnel like he owns the place.
I swear that whippersnapper thinks that he's turned into adventurer overnight.
Off in the distance, you hear, I'm not an adventurer, and we're the same age.
Says you, whippersnapper.
What season were you born in?
One before you.
You don't even know when I was born.
I'm going by maturity level.
Oh, really? But I'm older than you.
Nope. Whippersnapper.
I'm too older than you.
Am not.
This goes on, I imagine, for the entire journey.
Despite everything, this is a bit exciting.
True enough. Yeah. Also dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw us don't collapse around our ears. We're at least getting somewhere.
Yep, that's true.
Wish we had some kind of magic doohickey to figure out what the sun's doing up there so we know when we're late and whatnot.
Hmm. I look at the piece of metal that's trying to grow itself back. I don't know if this will do it. I don't know if it's seen the sun.
I don't know if you can make it do that. We made a compass. That's true. Yeah. We made a compass. Which way is our compass doing?
Here, check it out.
Examine the compass.
You are headed west-northwest, according to the compass.
Well, just keep an eye on it and see if the tunnel is curving in weird ways.
Old Rob would prefer to go south by southwest. He's heard that he gets to talk more if he does that.
Okay.
All right. Well, you proceed through the tunnels. You don't hear anything. You see what the light shows you. It's dirt. And occasionally arches above you made of rocks. This isn't like fantastic dirt for digging through. It's not like you're definitely not in topsoil at this point. But it seems stable enough, and the arches are as much a decoration as they are a structural component of the tunnel, but they just keep going. They wander a little bit. Like, you can tell you're not always walking straight.
Hmm.
Old Rob doesn't walk straight when he's outside of the tunnel.
Meanders no matter what.
Is that the destination? It's the journey.
That's just what you say, because you visit the tavern and you drink things.
Don't stop believing that.
I'm not going to stop thinking about tomorrow. For all we know, it will soon be here.
Oh, wow. Got to be a certain age to remember those.
It will be good and not cause Crash to have to delete something for copyright concerns.
The fact that you've said that is better than if you had sung anything.
Exactly.
You can keep going as long as you want.
I guess we just keep going until we get tired. Actually, Kerstin is also going to be... Or see something interesting. She's also going to be looking around to see if there are any indications that Ugog's made pit stops and or dug latrines or dug holes to cover over like a cat or something.
Oh, that's... you know what? That's a good point. You do, like, they're spaced about 15 minutes apart, but there are alcoves off the tunnels, and their floors are Well, they're not particularly floors anymore.
They're ceilings.
But they're dug, yes. But they're dug below the level of, like, it would be easy to fall in if you weren't careful, and I don't think you want to do that. But they don't smell particularly bad.
People covering over their leavings?
It's not like you, if you look down, you can tell it's leavings.
Uh-huh.
But
it's goings.
They definitely were leaving. Right. Anyway.
You don't know whether it's just that their leavings don't smell bad or that they've done something to them, but they don't smell bad. They don't smell like anything. It smells like dirt in here.
Or it's been long enough that any odor is dissipated. Well, at least we've got a place.
They're composting toilets.
You know from experience that if you leave leavings in one place long enough, unless you're like an archaeologist and they were here hundreds of years ago, it's going to smell like something. And this doesn't.
Tidy little critters. Might make good friends if they weren't listening to that Iago person. Pay him to dig basements and stuff.
I wonder if...
You wonder if...
If I could perhaps figure out what they did to make it not smell.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I am going to apply magic training and trivia and monster lore and magical practice. So go ahead and give me a roll.
I don't think I want to use trivia on this.
Okay.
I only get to do it once per recovery roll.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Okay, well, you still have a -9 to your target number, so go ahead. Okay, with an 18, you have left that target number so far behind you that I am going to have to look up my degree of success rules again.
You have lapped the target number. You passed it. You came around and walked past it again, this time facing backwards and waving with a smug expression on your face.
Well, you have to come back to take notes.
Yes. What do you think? What's a good major effect here?
Being able to write notes sufficiently duplicated?
Yeah, Devin does want to figure out how to do whatever it is that's keeping the smell down. If it's not some terrible, dangerous thing, he'd certainly be interested in this. It might make, say, Tanners happier.
Ooh, or everyone else happy with Tanners.
Right. Yeah, this is, you know what? I'm going to say that you grabbed from the tower a container that has an extremely tight seal. And so you can get a sample of this.
Excellent.
And it's not a, like, it's not a pleasant task, but you've got a spade on a stick, you know?
We got one of them for digging our own holes as part of our adventurer pack, probably.
Yeah. And you have this container that you can seal very tightly. And so you can get a sample, but you also know that part of the legend around the Ugogs and the Giona is that, okay, specifically the Ugogs, is that they had a substance, and in texture, it's like baking soda, that they could sprinkle on things that, like, if they... So the Ugogs were used for construction. Karasinda was absolutely right about that. They were used for digging basements. They were used for trenching out where there were going to be sewers, that kind of thing. And they had this cultural knowledge of how to make this substance that would basically eliminate odors. It isn't baking soda, but it is similar. Like, if you've ever let baking soda run through your fingers, that's what it feels like.
So they didn't, in fact, mix it with vinegar in order to make paper mache volcanoes.
No. But it just, like, it isn't, as far as anybody knew, it wasn't magical. And the recipe hasn't been passed down, but the Ugogs apparently just knew how to make it. It's not an excretion or anything. It's just, it's something that they can make.
Clever little critters.
And
wonderful.
It sucks up any odor that, like, if you mix it with something or if you sprinkle it on top of something, it just sucks down the odors. So now you've got, for what it's worth, a sample of it.
I have an oddities section on my character sheet, and I am putting this there.
Excellent. And you have reminded me that I didn't add that to everybody's character sheet. I didn't make it all the way through that.
I think if any of us has an oddities section, it really should be Devin.
It ought to be Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Old Rob's character sheet is an oddities section.
Yeah, that's true. And somebody remind me that I said that about the stuff that I'll have to go back and review it. Anyway, that's why it doesn't smell like latrines the entire length of this tunnel.
Considering that they'd have to be digging through it, then they probably didn't want to smell like a latrine.
Yeah, although you're not sure they have a sense of smell. Although they do have very long noses.
Let's see why they wouldn't have a sense of smell, especially if they're, you know, covering things up with this stuff to make it not smell.
Yeah.
When we can talk to the Academy again, they're going to be so excited to see these.
You're going to publish so many papers.
Treatise on Ugog excrement and the treatment thereof.
It's legitimately scientifically interesting.
Gotta say. Lad's right.
It's crap, but it's interesting crap.
Very.
That's not Scottish.
And we're not talking about the liquid excrement. We're talking about the solid excrement. So it's not wee. It's not so wee.
You proceed down the tunnels.
Away from the toilet humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been established, the toilet humor, we're passing it on a regular interval here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pass these about every 15 minutes or so.
By the way, every 45 minutes or so, Old Rob tells arguably
more stories.
The same story about exploring dark subterranean passages. However, it always changes a little bit each time. By the time we get to the next interesting thing, it will be 75% different, I'm sure.
It's a story of the neighbors of Theseus, basement of Theseus.
Something like that. Well, partway through, Theseus. It stops being a basement. It's a root cellar. Actually, it was a tunnel some kids were digging out in the backyard. Okay, it was a cave that had been like naturally formed from erosion in the side of a hill. Okay, well, they were digging this well.
Oh, my.
You say they dig it in a well, actually?
This from the person who hates puns.
Oh, no, I don't hate puns. I
you
don't
use
hate
them
puns,
as an excuse to
them.
Use a, to slap someone with a fish.
Yeah. I just hate it when other people make puns because I didn't do it first.
Three water sources right next to each other? Well, well, well.
Deep subject.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you alternate between west-northwest and north-northwest for basically as long as you want. This tunnel just keeps going.
We've got several days of rations.
You're going to walk the whole way? I suppose we could.
You're going to have to ration them out.
And if we got to go, we got places to go.
That's true. When you got to go, you got to go.
We've been going.
And they're doing that every 15. They're doing it every 15 minute. They dig a potty break.
Well, every 15 minutes of us walking, I imagine it took longer for them to be digging.
That's right. True.
You've never done any digging like this before, but it would be safe to assume that knowing what you do, and specifically knowing what Devin does about the Ugogs, that every four latrines is about a day's work.
They've been digging a long time, little things.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the Ugogs said that. The Ugog who dug these tunnels, or this tunnel, dug for a long time to the east. And in fact, you could see as you entered the tunnel from the barrows, you could see that the walls were sort of rougher hewn. The walls here are pretty smooth.
What have they been doing with the dirt?
Feels like a shark.
Yeah. We hear about your stories as weird sea critters. We know those stories.
Sharks aren't weird sea critters. They're normal sea critters.
They're weird after they get into your stories. No, I got a question.
That's not the shark's fault.
No, it's your fault.
That's an excellent question.
Maybe they throw it down the hole.
West than this. But, yeah, you don't have a good idea of what they do with the dirt.
Clearly, when they have a stack of dirt, they just drop it out of their inventory and let it despawn.
Yeah. And, Devin, that's something that your monster lore never came up with. Was what do they do with the dirt? Like, when they were digging for communities, often they would just make dirt piles. But you don't have a sense of what they do when they're just digging because they want, like, digging.
Fascinating.
Did they haul it all out the other end to make their dirt pile on?
I mean, that would make...
What if they just stamp down the extra dirt?
Dirt can be compressed, but we're far enough down, it might have already been compressed.
Could be.
Other question is, how far until we get outside the known safe zone for magic?
How far a day's walk were we away from the known safe zone? Edge, anyway.
You were about a day and a half's walk on the surface along an established road. And don't forget, you have the pendants that supposedly protect you from it.
Supposedly.
Whether or not
the academy, right?
Mm-hmm. Whether or not the pendants protect us from it, when we get to that edge, it would be interesting to see if the wild magic was affecting anything down here. It's possible it's not, based on what the Ugogs told us. But that'll be interesting. I'm not sure old Rob would find it interesting. The player will find it interesting.
Yeah.
I would find it very interesting.
Of course you would, is what Rob would say.
It would allow us potentially to use a lot more of the surface for farming if we could, say, keep things like, well, it might be too dangerous to do houses, but storage areas, workplaces.
Underground tunnels to get from place to place.
Mushroom farms.
Could do that.
Why, we could even grow moss down here and then argue about how to sort it.
I don't think I want to eat moss.
You sort it by edibility, of course.
Sort it by color.
You can sort your moss by color once you get it. I'm going to sort it by edibility to hand it out.
We don't even have a moss farm and we're having the moss argument.
I haven't studied moss.
Depends on the moss.
Pretty sure some of it's medicinal.
Yep, some it's medicinal, some of it you just use it to hold on to the stuff that's really medicinal, and some of it makes a nice garnish on your salad.
And some of it's medicinal, and old Rob uses
it. Edible moss would be fine.
Right. I'm going to feed you inedible moss, please.
One would hope you wouldn't feed us inedible moss.
Then you'd all get sick, and I'd have to take care of you, and that'd be a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking.
Rat breeding. We could breed rats down in the tunnels.
That's good.
That's true. They don't mind not getting much sun. Set up a good little rat farm with a bunch of cages.
Are they smart enough to break out of the cages? I don't think I've ever done anything with rats.
Well, I mean, you got to build good cages for them. Otherwise, yep, they get out. They're rats, but you get the good ones that people have been domesticating for eating, and they don't go far because they're plump.
Anyone who says rats aren't intelligent, don't know rats.
That's truth.
They can avoid traps? Well, some of them do. Most of them do, I guess. I hear they can even solve mazes, but I never got one to hold a little pencil. They mostly just chewed it.
Whippersnapper, don't play with your food.
I would never eat Mr. Squeakers.
That's the thing. No good comes of making a pet out of something that is dinner.
Pet, nothing. Honored colleague. He did nothing. I did nothing. It was a matter of mutual respect.
I was about to wonder if you're going to say that he went running around them tunnels of yours.
Weren't my tunnels.
And we're walking.
And we're walking.
Mm. Keep walking, but you won't knock down our wall. Keep walking. That's a reference.
Mm-hmm.
I think only one person here might get it.
I did not get it.
Yeah. It's from an animation called VeggieTales.
Oh dear.
And the tune, some of the tunes are incredibly catchy, more than they should be.
I have not seen VeggieTales since I was in college, and to this day, I get Where Is My Hairbrush stuck.
Yes,
in my
head. Yes, the hairbrush song. I gave it to the peach because he has hair.
I suppose that is logical.
There's so much more context, which doesn't help.
Indeed.
Anyway, we're walking.
And walking.
And walking.
After a surprisingly long time, you start hearing voices coming from further down the tunnel.
Thank you for clarifying.
They're not
voices that aren't ours.
Right.
They're indistinct, but there are definitely voices, and there's definitely more than one of them.
And not very many places to go to get away from them.
Do they sound like they are coming towards us, going away from us, or do they sound ugagi? Yes.
If you stop and you hear them, then they don't sound like they're getting closer, and they do sound ugagi.
But they don't taste umami.
They're not licking the voice.
How would I do that?
I don't know, but you'd probably figure out some way to try.
That sounds like scientific research. That's Devin's priority. Devin,
I'm not licking it either.
See? The boy's got sense.
I don't lick things. I'm not that kind of scientist. I don't do geology.
Be sensible.
That makes it funnier.
Anyway.
Are you okay?
I'm just very glad to be here.
Oh.
My face is starting to hurt from the smiling, but that's fine.
Oh.
Oh.
I think it's the ugags from before that were taking their time going home?
Could be. Could be new ones. If it's new ones, they haven't heard my stories yet. If it's old ones, they haven't heard my new stories yet. Or the old ones that I've improved.
Right. Well, maybe they won't mind that we're walking through.
Certainly hope not.
I'm reacting to you. What are you up to?
I guess we start walking again, careful-like.
Old Rob
readies
his first best story.
Okay.
It's the same story. He's decided it's better.
Okay.
Suppose if we're being friendly, we call out to him once we get a little closer.
As you're saying that, Old Rob has not stopped walking forward. He's way ahead of you.
Oh, no.
And by that, I mean literally. Possibly not mentally, but literally.
Well, that's...
that's the thing.
Go after him and... Adelina, you go next, because you're the one who's got that hammer from the tower and...
Right.
And also, you're the one who could actually probably use something in a tunnel like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Good size for it.
Yeah, I mean, the ugags aren't that big, so...
Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of cramped.
Yeah, I'll just like push them over or something if they get ornery. Otherwise, I'm just going to be like, hi, we're just walking through.
Just want to come and see him, visit him.
Just walking through, nothing.
At the end of the tunnel, they were at the end of the tunnel, and I can't even describe them. They were like, they had short noses, and they had... They were really tall. They wouldn't even fit in our tunnels. And they had pink skin and... Ah!
Well, hello!
Be prepared to hear some stories.
They look like that.
I'm so sorry you had to see
you.
It is indeed the ugag that you met in the barrows.
Oh,
and another ugag who appears to be, if they age anything like surface creatures do, much older.
Oh.
And is even more startled to see you than the first one is.
Now, I remember.
And what do you say we take a 5-minute break?
Oh, good idea.
Let's take a break.
Yes.
And we never left.
I've been here
the whole time.
This is Ute,
the smaller of the two Oogogs that you've met, talking to a third Oogog who is, by surface indications, really old. Like, old, old.
Wow.
And Ute is explaining to this other Oogog, who is taller and thinner and has much more hair and is leaning on a cane and is wrinkled in very interesting ways, considering that Oogogs have scales.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can get wrinkly with scales. There's skin under the scales, right?
These are the surface dwellers that Ute encountered way back at the Barrows.
Wave.
And I told them how I put the rock in... rocks. I put rocks in the entrance to help it stay up, and they didn't seem to understand. But
yeah, well,
now they're here, and you can tell them.
I went and took a look at those rocks afterwards, and, you know, I didn't appreciate them as much the first time, but wow, it's like they look like they belonged there.
See? I told you I did a good job.
Yeah.
Okay. I believed you before, but now I believe you. I'm going to let Crash get back to the microphone.
Just let me dry it off first. I was sipping my water again.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to guess the taller ones of you are the humans and the shorter ones are the Felta.
Well, partly Felta.
Yeah. Something like that. My dad's a
Felta. And then
I got some Felta grandparents.
Part of me is not Felta and the other part of me is not Felta.
The other one who's, and the older Oogog glares at Ute for a second, not a Giona.
Human.
Do humans do that?
They do if you get some magic into them. Ain't that right, Devin?
Yep, that's about it.
Huh. Well, never did that to us, but I suppose we are underground.
Protective, is it?
Here to, murder us, enslave us.
No!
No,
make us dig latrines.
I mean, I was thinking that we might want to try to find you and pay you to dig stuff, because it's amazing good work here. But
what do you mean pay?
You know, trade like food and medicine and craft work.
On the surface, we use shiny bits of metal.
What do you mean trade?
For sort of expediting bartering.
Not so much that metal.
Like the kids do with shiny rocks?
Yeah, something like
you
that.
Get special ones. Well, sometimes.
Special shiny
special
rocks.
Special stuff, and you put in that it's a special item that can be used by people to substitute for what you want to trade. Like, if you want to decide later what you're going to barter for, you get the marked stuff. You get people noting that they owe you, and then you go over and you talk to the people who have, like, the eggs from the chickens.
Anyway, before we go rabbits. Into the whole thing about late-stage capitalism, essentially, the thought was...
Economy.
One, you're really good at this. It's mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that, but I'm also sure sometimes it's just nice to be told something that you know for sure. Two...
It is nice to be appreciated, but... Are there...
I mean, I'm sure there's humans around who think bad thoughts, but I will hit them with my stick if they try.
They look like they're... You know the meme gif of the woman with math floating across her face? The Oogog looks like that for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Dang it, Beth, you beat me.
I had to decide which one of the two I was going to use, and, you know, I just clicked fast.
So, how much do you know about Oogogs?
You dig real well. You got a fancy powder that means that you can make a latrine that doesn't stink.
I know a lot of legends, but I admit that I haven't really had the opportunity to ask how accurate they are, and I don't wish to be offensive.
We know you had a run-in with a Sky a little while ago.
The ones near you not talk to you?
Don't have any Oogogs near us, as far as I know.
Or if we do, they don't talk to us.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
The Oogog looks down at Ute. You could have led with that. Well, I didn't know. I mean, did you tell me that? Should I know that?
No, I don't think we said.
No, no.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, you didn't find any others when you were walking around the place or digging around, so kind of thought you might have knew.
Not finding is not the same thing as not being there.
Well,
I was so excited about being able to go out in the sunlight without getting... Anyway, I should let you talk to her. Uche is stepping back and hiding behind the other Ugog like a toddler hiding behind a parent.
Oh.
Old Rob sits down. Well, this is partially selfish. These tunnels were definitely built for Ugogs. Old Rob is a human size.
Yeah.
Old Rob sits down and therefore can stretch his back out a little bit. I mean, yes, he's naturally stooped, but there is a limit.
Hang on. Before you get too comfortable, why don't... These tunnels are a ridiculous place to do this. Come here. And the other Ugog turns and heads down the tunnel with Uche being very startled and following quickly afterward.
Oh, bit more walking won't kill us.
They are obviously used to being listened to.
Well, good.
And also, it's not like you have anywhere else to go.
Oh, sure we do. We can go back the way we came and walk for an eternity.
You can go back the way you came, and yeah, you're gonna have to make camp unless you want to walk more than 8 hours in a day. Or you can go forward, but you can't wander off.
Look, what we're encountering right now is fodder for the best story ever.
That might actually have a grain of truth to it now.
Every story has a grain of truth. Okay, buried under a pile of fabrications, true. But you begin with a grain of truth.
Especially now that Joanne's having a sale.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Talk about fabrications.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I need to go to Joanne's tomorrow.
They really are having a sale.
I know. They've been going out of business sale because of dadgum vulture investor things.
Maybe.
No.
Thank goodness.
No, Joanne's is filing for bankruptcy, but it's Chapter 11. They are restructuring and removing themselves from the public market. They're going fully private.
Good for them.
The private investor is not a vulture investor. It is an investment firm, not vulture investment.
They're saddling it with a ton of debt that they got from buying it and stuff? To chop it up in pieces like Toys R Us?
They wouldn't be filing for bankruptcy.
No, they have filed reorganization to get them profitable again.
All right. Nevertheless, they have to sell everything off.
Well, not everything. Oh, all right. But
they don't. It really is a reorganization. They're just having a sale to have a sale.
Nice. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
That's
good.
And by the time this goes out, the listeners,
will have happened.
There might be another sale, but that's not the one we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I was being sad that we're probably gonna lose Joanne's, but if not, oh yay! I'm glad. I'm happy. Thank you.
No, Joanne's. They intend to stay open through the entire process, and they intend to survive out the other side. This is not a Bed Bath & Beyond situation.
Thank goodness.
They are withdrawing from the public market because it didn't work.
Mm.
Wait, are you suggesting there might be the hint of a possibility that late stage capitalism doesn't work?
Yeah, I've had a whole bunch of anyway.
Are you following?
We're going to follow the Ugog.
Yes,
the as yet unnamed older Ugog.
Mm-hmm. With some grumbling during the getting back up process. Yes.
Oh come on, won't kill you.
You walk another 2 or 3 minutes. This is not a long walk. It's like hunched over as you are, you would guess this is maybe 2 blocks in Dunport.
Not bad.
And the tunnel opens up.
Wow.
And there is actual light. It's not sunlight. It's not coming from overhead. Excuse me. And it mostly is powered by fire. There are torches in the wall, and there is a big central bonfire on the floor. And the floor is about 100 feet below you, because there are 5 tiers. This is a vast inverted ziggurat.
Wow.
The Ancient Aliens TV show was correct.
Each level is a circle, and below it is another circle that's slightly inward, and so on and so forth.
And this one is green.
Reach the bottom. And this one is a green. Giant bonfire.
Gorgeous. What?
And there are hundreds of Oogogs wandering around and doing their business and basically ignoring you.
Okay.
So I know what we burn on the surface. What do you burn down here for fire?
Wood?
Hmm.
Go up and get it, I presume?
What? No. Yes, but not to the surface. Trees have roots.
That's clever.
You dig up closer to the surface and gather some roots, and you dry them out, and then you make a fire out of them.
Well, that makes sense. Do you?
You don't gather too many from each tree, so you don't kill the tree.
And it'll regrow the roots for you. Right.
Ha.
So,
you not know this?
Well,
I know how to harvest things. It's just you're harvesting things from, you know, the underside instead of the upper side.
The techniques are similar but different.
That's clever. Do you not like sunlight, or you just stay away from it?
Lady, when you got eyes like these, you the dimmer the light, the better.
Need a big hat. Cast but a little shade. Mm.
You know about the mage storms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't. The wild magic does penetrate this deep, but the mage storms don't. So we accept some weird looking tubers in exchange for not dying horribly when our insides are turned inside out.
Ooh.
They stay inside, they just get turned inside out.
Old Rob opens his mouth, pauses, closes his mouth.
Humans just stayed in a city. Huh? You raise rats down here or
what?
Don't eat meat?
Moles.
They could eat
mole farms.
Moles. Oh. Yeah, okay.
What kind of seasoning you put on moles?
How big can you get them?
Salt, about 2 pounds.
Not bad, about like rabbit.
You don't know what a pound is.
maybe not. Yeah, how much is a pound?
Well,
it's old about Rob the size is, of a rabbit.
Old Rob assumes that they're just large enough that it takes 2 strikes to kill one.
Karasinda is watching any hand motions, and probably the 2 pounds... I mean, knowing people was associated with.
Oh, we do have some pescatarians. They only eat the cave fish.
And beavers. But that's what's a Catholic. That is not in character.
We got rabbits that are about the size of the moles. And of course, there's rats and they're smaller, but you can get them kind of big.
Anyway, old Rob has sat back down again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like the discussion of cooking and different meat and veggies and medicinal herbs and spices is possibly going to take a little while.
Yeah, the mole farms are a level up.
Got to feed them things that people don't eat.
Yeah, earthworms. Mostly earthworms.
If you get desperate enough, you can eat an earthworm, but sometimes they make you sick. Better to let the moles eat them.
I've heard tell that moles eat bugs, too.
Probably don't get many bugs digging this far down.
You'd be surprised.
This far?
Old Rob
looks at Adelina and the old Oogog looks at Adelina and Devin and says, "Do they stop talking at some point, right?"
Well, we can hope.
Sometimes they stop talking.
It's and not starts too snoring. Bad.
Listen, we have an audience chamber. Why don't you come and sit in the audience chamber?
Old Rob gets back up again.
I'm going to stretch out the back and come wandering over. Yep.
The old Oogog leads you around this is the 5th of 7 circles. So it does go up. You didn't really realize it, but you have been descending. And so
it's a ramp.
The dome above the inverted ziggurat is there's two more levels up, and then it's a dome, and it still does not break the surface.
Wow.
The old Oogog leads you about a quarter of the way around the, I'm going to call it the 5th circle, because it's 5th up from the bottom, and into a tunnel that's about the size of the one that you came out of, but then exits into another room that is domed, so you can stand up comfortably. And there are seats in here, there are benches, and a little podium at the far side. The benches are made of stone, and it's Like, they're nicely made. Hmm. There was real attention paid to crafting these benches.
Once we get the queen out from under bad influence, I swear we ought to open trade with you.
Still don't know what trade is. Like the kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can...
Like, give you surface.
Talk about that, I guess?
Well, the queen's anyway. Under a dark influence, seems like, so probably not
the
safe to try
what?
The humans and the Felta.
Oh, all of them?
Well, one's in our pocket.
Oh, okay.
Local, if there's other pockets, then there might be others. That'd be sure fascinating.
Anyway. The old Ugog goes and sits down in a stone chair that, it's not a throne, it's like, it's just a chair. Ute is still, they hide behind the chair. And peek out at you.
Oh.
We must protect Ute at all costs.
Anyway, I'm Dayro, and this is strange because you're not babies. What are your names?
I'm Adelina.
That's so many syllables.
You can call me Addie. Other people do.
Okay. Adelina.
Yes.
Adelina. All right. Are you all? Okay.
My family name is Garrow, but there's not any others of my family down here, so that's not really important.
Adelina, Devin.
Rob. Though, most people call me Old Rob, because I'm older than them.
Do you want to be called Old Rob?
Meh. I think it lends an air of sophistication. And as Old Rob says this, he sort of turns his head to the side and, you know, uses one hand to stroke his beard, which may or may not knock something loose.
Oh, no.
But okay, doesn't really matter. Rob is fine. And the cranky old one over there is Carisinda.
Adelina.
Mm-hmm.
Devin. Old Rob. Old Carisinda. All right. Beth, you're muted.
You don't need to put the old onto it unless you want to.
Well, we're the same age.
I'm not so sure about that.
All right.
Whippersnapper.
Okay. The Ugog is gesturing. Dayro is gesturing with their hands alongside their face. All right. Adelina, Devin, Rob, Carisinda. Adelina, Devin, Rob, Carisinda.
Dayro. You can use the first two or the last two of mine if you want to.
No, okay. It's just a lot of syllables to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Like I said, I'm Dayro. And
glad to meet you.
I guess you can call me Old Dayro if you want.
Do you want to be called Old Dayro?
I don't think it's distinguished. No.
Then we won't.
I want to be called, you're a baby again, and you get to live this whole life over, Dayro. But
that's a lot of fair enough.
Get.
That is a lot of
fair
syllables.
Enough, though. I do appreciate sentiment, though.
Eh, maybe so. If it was a different childhood. I don't care to repeat mine.
Well, there is that. Mine was all right.
Anyway, it is very nice to meet you, Dayro. This place is incredible. Amazing.
Extraordinary. It's good to know other people lived through the mage storms.
Yeah, about that. Hmm? What do you mean you lived through the mage storms?
Well, not personally, but for a time, there were some humans in Delta, etc., who thought that we were all that was left in the world.
Uh-huh.
Or at least all that was left that we could reach or talk to.
I don't know, some of the cows have interesting conversations now. They get too close.
Yeah. Hmm.
I always thought there might be other pockets, but it didn't seem as if we could ever get to them.
A horrible amount of magic has been rolling back slowly, and so we've been establishing more farms and such like. More towns.
Rolling back, you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit further every year. Slow going, but there's...
And you get used to eating the blue crops.
Oh, yeah.
Don't turn our insides inside out, though.
Ah, that reminds me. You were asking what I was. Do you mean that there aren't Ugogs who are influenced by the wild magic the way that humans and Felta can be? You don't take on odd Anugog-like traits sometimes?
There are stories about how Ugogs didn't used to be blue or green. This one is red. But honestly, I figured they were just so stories.
Ah.
Ones you tell to children?
Yeah.
Or just to pass the time.
Why are they different colors? Well, the magic made them that way. No, I...
It doesn't always run in families, though. I mean, sometimes it does. Magic, it's weird. Well,
yeah, hey, you can say that again.
But to spare you, I won't.
Well, welcome to Grooting, anyway. And they say it with a... It's Grooting?
Is there an umlaut in there?
No.
Do you want there to be an umlaut in there?
Well, there might be a diuresis in there. The E and the U should be pronounced separately. Grooting. So I guess they're kind of... there is that symbol.
Ellie is typing.
Oh.
Grooting.
Yes, groot.
All right.
It's dark in here. We might be eaten by a groat.
Oh, we haven't seen one of those for decades.
Good to know.
I mean, to be fair, that's because they live where it's dark.
Oh, okay.
No, none of this is canon.
Yeah, that's my assumption. Because my comment originally was not canon. Oh, I love this game so much.
Feel free to stay and rest a while. We haven't made any tunnels to the surface recently. So, we can ask some of our diggers to do that. But for now, I'm afraid unless you want to go back the way you came or go down one of the other tunnels, you're kind of stuck here. But you're welcome to stay. We've been saving it for the yearlings who were about to have their birthday, but you can use it for a couple days if you want.
We don't need to
be sad about not having their birthday or something.
Oh, we got to clear out by the time they have their birthday.
Oh, well, is their birthday today?
No. Okay. Well, like 2 weeks from now.
Oh, okay.
Just like, don't leave anything behind if you want to ever have it again.
Ah, all right.
They will claim everything that's not nailed down. Looking at you, Ute. I said I was sorry, but it was very delicious. Anyway, and I guess I can answer any of the questions that you have. I'm not the most knowledgeable person here, but I'm here.
Karasinda is going to look at Devin, who undoubtedly has questions.
So Devin may or may not be vibrating.
well.
And you thought, I don't stop talking.
Devin stops talking. He just doesn't stop asking questions. It's healthy.
I think it might be accurate to say that I have all of the questions. It's been so long since we've been in contact with any other civilization.
That's a lot of syllables worth of questions.
Mm-hmm. And he hasn't even started asking questions yet.
How do you record your histories?
Oh, you want the stone room. Follow me.
Okay.
Yes.
Old Rob heard the capital letters in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You were intended to. Do you follow Darrow?
Yep.
This is fascinating.
Darrow leads you out of the room and into a tunnel and back out of a tunnel and you're on the next level up. And into a tunnel and out of a tunnel and you're on the next level up, which is the top level. You can see the dome above you. And they lead you about halfway around and into a tunnel that has sigils around the outside. And this one is like marked with all of these tunnels have stones around the outsides, like the ones you saw at the Barrows, to mark like the outer arch of the tunnel is marked with stones almost ceremonially.
Not just to keep it from collapsing.
Right. Like when you place in, and actually you can see if you look down into the pit, there are places where tunnels haven't been dug yet that just have stone arches and like digging marks where someone has marked a place where they want to start a tunnel. And Darrow leads you into this particular tunnel, and it's not very long. And you come out in another domed room, and it is full of standing stones, taller than you are. And each of them, except two, are inscribed with, like, the tiniest... Like, they start... The characters start big at the back of the room. And with each stone, they get littler and littler. And then the closest stones to the door, one of them doesn't have anything on it, and one of them is about half full. So this is the stone room, and it's where the stones keep our story.
Oh, that's interesting.
These have just been added. I'm on these two, and Dayro points to the one that's half covered and one of the ones that's fully covered. Ute, here, you can find their birth record on the newest one. But if you'd like to take a look, please be my guest.
Are the runes recognizable, and or are they the runes that we saw in that book that looked like it was translating between two languages? We don't know.
Yes and no. In order.
They're recognizable.
They are recognizable, but not as a language you know. They are recognizable as one of the languages that was written in the Atlas.
Could translate the Atlas.
Well, it depends. I heard some languages use the same alphabet, but were totally different.
Well, at least could probably translate the sounds in some good approximation.
Maybe. You can't read these anymore?
No.
We're afraid not. Here, let me show you an example of our writing system.
Get ready for syllables.
You show Dayro an example of your writing system?
Stefan digs out his journal.
One of the many books in your backpack?
One Devin's been adding to.
It's been a very long time since I've seen Felta. And that's where we're going to end it.
Wow. Okay.
Good show.
I had that in my head. I was absolutely heading there. And then at the last second, my brain substituted human in. And anyway.
Brains, they do that.
Don't say we're carrying Imperials. Don't say we're carrying Imperials. Don't say... Oh, wait. It wasn't Imperials at the time. In that case, we were carrying Imperials, and we wanted to say we were carrying Imperials.
Yeah. Don't say we're carrying spies. No. What are you carrying spies? Never mind.
No, spice. We're carrying spice.
That's a whole other movie.
Our captain's a very good cook.
Also, spice in the... Star Wars universe does in fact mean drugs.
Oh, okay.
Usually
it also means spice.
But it can also mean spice.
We're carrying spice. No, not that spice. The other spice. It's good spice. No, not that good spice. It's the other good spice.
Oregano.
No, it's oregano. That's a town.
Before we go.
It's filled with zombies.
Before we go, here's something you don't hear. Professor Boda. The Queen has ordered an inventory of the Academy. Do you know anything about that? No, I don't. I will have to take this up with the headmaster. Does anybody have anything they want to plug?
EO's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com, and some of them might actually be entertaining. I mean, I hope so.
And speaking of books...
My website is bookofjen.net. It's got a bunch of stuff on it. I've been sick from pollen lately, so I'll start adding more later. And you can find that at bookofjen.net. And then I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I haven't been doing because I'm still sick from pollen. But those can be found at shatteredsoulstone.com.
And speaking of websites...
All these podcasts for various TTRPGs can be found at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse... You can follow is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to throw money at us, our reflexes are getting better.
How do we help you keep the lights on?
Patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying whatever it is Ellie says. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Wrong stone room! Why do you even have that stone
room? Well, I hope that was fun.
That was fun.
It was wonderful. Now I'm going to stop the recording.